Case number 11004, Susan Pratzner, west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, east of Sarah Road, being on lot H92 within Whispering Pines Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Susan Pratzner, 319580 Road, lot H92, Lewis, Delaware.
Can you raise your left hand? You swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
You'll have to bear with me. I'm a little nervous. Everyone's had attorneys. I didn't.
No, you just take your time, ma'am. We'll try to help you best we can.
Okay.
How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. You go ahead.
I bought my mobile home in Whispering Pines June of 2001. And when I bought it, there was a redwood deck already on the backside. Well, over the last couple of years, it has started to deteriorate. The nails are popping up, the boards split, and someone actually leaned on one of the rails, and the rail just broke right away. So I knew it was time to do something, and I don't get paid a lot of money at the job I do. I'm a single parent, and one of my neighbors, who's a seasonal resident in the park, does handiwork. And he offered, he said, if you pay for the materials, he said, I'm really not going to charge you a whole lot because I want to help you out. So I thought about it, and I started saving some money, and he said that he would do it for me, and this was probably, I don't know, last year, maybe. He came up, he got the proper permit, told me to put the permit in the window. I said, is there anything else I need to know? He said, no. He said, I'm going to tear down the old deck, and I'll get rid of it. We'll put a brand new deck for you. I said, okay. It wasn't until I got a notice from planning and zoning that I wasn't in compliance that, I mean, I had no idea that there were rules that he should have followed in order for this deck to be built. So I was in a panic, and I tried to do everything I could do with this. They told me to file for the variance, because I really need the deck. Mm-hmm. First of all, it was a liability with the old deck. When I had to get a survey for it, I talked to the owners of Whispering Pines, the manager. They never had that whole portion where I live ever surveyed. So nobody had any measurements. Nobody had any information. I had to pay more money to go and get a surveyor to have this done. And then, of course, file for the variance. From what I understand, there was no survey done on the original porch that was there. The original porch was too big. I didn't know this. Of course, now I know it. So now they're telling me, I guess it was built about 2.5 feet wider, and we changed the steps from the side to the very end, so we could make it just a little bit longer, too. The neighbors whose property that I'm closest to, they saw the sign for the meeting tonight, and they said, well, why? He said, you could have built the deck bigger, and we could have both used it. Any of the neighbors that are down in my area, 90% are seasonal, and no one has really had a problem with it. In order to have to get the deck in compliance would require having to tear the footers out and redo footers. I mean, this guy that put this deck in, he made it really strong and sturdy because the other one wasn't really very strong. It would put me in a financial hardship again because he's not going to do it for free again, having to move all the footers, even though he should have known from doing other jobs that he had to be in compliance. He built a deck a couple houses down from me, mm-hmm, without a problem. Beautiful, beautiful deck. Looks just like mine. It's just not as long as mine. She doesn't have another trailer next to her, so it was never an issue. So I guess what I'm asking for is the variance so I don't have to remove this deck or have this deck cut and have the footers removed and re-put down again. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, we'll see then, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Was the deck in the same footprints as the other ones you add on to it?
About 2.5 feet was added, extending it further closer to the trailer next to me.
So you added to it?
Yes.
Added 2.5 feet to it?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
You didn't have a variance for the old deck?
It was there when I bought it, and apparently they never, I don't know if they just built it without any building permit or whatever, but it was there and nobody has any information on it, so.
Okay.
And that was also encroaching, is that true?
Yes.
Mr. Mills?
The gentleman, or the person that built this for you, did you ask him to come with you this evening?
He lives out of state and they only get down occasionally. His daughter recently gave birth. It's his first granddaughter. So they're spending a lot of their weekends with the new grandchild.
So you didn't ask, or you did ask him?
Well, I did ask. I told him this is when it was, and he said if he would be down, that he would definitely come. But
okay. Is he a licensed contractor in the state, do you know?
No.
Okay, what is his name?
Walter Cook.
You have an address for him?
He lives in Pennsylvania.
You don't know what the address is?
No.
Do you know what the address is down here? You say he lives in the park? Has a
yes.
place in the park?
Okay. Do you know what it is?
Okay. Can you find out what that address is and provide that to the office?
Sure.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I think that it's unfortunate the situation you're in, and you relied on someone to represent you and do that properly. I think you were misrepresented on many accounts, and you know, for example, the survey. I don't know that was all that necessary. You know, just to pull a measurement between the units. That was what was at question. So it cost you some money, and hopefully the lessons learned. I know that in this economy it's difficult, and I'm sure with your situation, but. You know, hiring a licensed contractor in the state can save money as well.
I'm learning my lesson the hard way.
I understand.
You had to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that if you get that information for us. Thank you.
Beware of the good deals.
Yes.
Okay.
They're not so good anymore.
No, there's not many good ones. Okay, we're hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11004 under advisement.
You have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard. That we take case number 11004 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11004 will be taken under advisement. And what that means, ma'am, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, ma'am.